This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is questioning the mental sharpness of his November election opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, contending he's not competent to be president. Those are the president's words in a barrage of attacks aired on the in an interview on the Fox News Sunday television show. Mr. Trump said Biden can't put two sentences together. The Trump campaign has aired ads that question whether the mental acuity of the 77-year-old Biden, who would be the oldest U.S. president ever if he wins the November 3rd election, has diminished as he ages. At 74, Mr. Trump is the oldest president at present in the history of the United States. The president declared he would defeat Biden even as interviewer Chris Wallace unveiled a new Fox national poll showing Biden ahead of Trump by a 49-41% margin. The finding is one of several polls with similar results. A compilation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website shows Biden ahead by an average of 8.6 percentage points. One poll of registered voters showed that, contrary to Trump's contention, many think it is Trump who lacks key characteristics to be president, with fewer than half thinking he exhibits the mental soundness, intelligence, and judgment to serve effectively. Biden tops Trump on each measure. But Mr. Trump has dismissed the polling as fake. He declined to say whether he would accept the results if he loses the election on November 3rd. Only two U.S. presidents in the last four decades, Jimmy Carter in 1980 and George H.W. Bush in 1992, have lost re-election bids after a single term. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is seeking to block congressional plans to provide additional funding to states for COVID-19 testing and tracing. The effort also includes funding for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Senate Republicans are attempting to craft another coronavirus relief bill to fight the increasing number of COVID-19 cases, help people whose unemployment funds may be running out, and reverse some of the most damaging impacts on the nation's economy. A report in the Washington Post says the Trump administration's stance has angered some Republican senators as the politicians continue to work on ensuring the money remains in the bill. Preliminary plans include $25 billion for individual states and another $25 billion for the CDC and the National Institutes of Health. They also include billions for the Pentagon and State Department to fight the COVID contagion at home. And around the world, negotiations between Republicans and Democrats are continuing on what will likely be the last coronavirus relief bill before the presidential election in November. The United States is calling on leaders in Afghanistan to conclude an ongoing prisoner swap and launch a peace dialogue with the Taliban insurgency without delay. In a series of tweets on Sunday, acting U.S. Ambassador to Kabul, Ross Wilson, also stressed the need for Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his political rival-turned-coalition partner, Abdullah Abdullah, to implement a power-sharing deal, which the two signed in May. Under his power-sharing deal with Ghani, Abdullah has been appointed as the head of the High Council for National Reconciliation, which is tasked to lead a team of Afghan negotiators in still unscheduled talks with the Taliban. The proposed negotiations, however, hinge on the prisoner swap, in which Kabul is required to free 5,000 Taliban prisoners in return for about 1,000 Afghan security force captives held by the Taliban. Afghan officials say about 4,400 prisoners have been freed, but the government has refused to release the last batch of around 600 inmates, describing them as too dangerous and insisting some foreign governments also want them to remain in jail. Syria held parliamentary elections Sunday, voting to fill 250 seats in the country's legislative body amid the coronavirus pandemic and a deepening economic crisis. The elections are the third since Syria's civil war began in 2011. They had previously been postponed twice due to the coronavirus pandemic. It took place under strict guidelines regulating distance.